Hey everybody, and welcome to the fourth episode of Penny's Questionnaires with GWA Friends. On the line, we have the ever beautiful... I forgot your name for a second. Southern... Southern Belle 220! Woo! Welcome, welcome!
Thank you, I'm so honored to be here.
Have you created your own theme song?
I have not.
What?
I didn't know that was your requirement.
Oh, that's okay. We'll come up with one for you right now. Okay.
Okay.
Southern Belle 220!
Whoop whoop!
Yeah, right? It sounded like a radio ad, like a jingle, but we'll go with it.
That'll work.
You'll work. Alright. So today we are answering the leap year discussion post impromptu questionnaire. It was submitted by Deleted. And it was in order to celebrate the super rare 29th of February, which, oh my god, it's been a long day, Jesus, to celebrate the super rare, okay, the super rare 29th of February, et cetera, et cetera, but obviously we won't have that for 2017, but whatever. So, Miss Southern Belle, what is your favorite ice cream flavor? And what type of sex would you associate it with? No vanilla.
Oh my. Okay. My favorite type of ice cream is mint chocolate chip.
Good choice.
Yes, I don't know what sex you would associate that with though.
Minty fresh breath?
Well, hopefully. Your minty fresh, I mean. I'm stuck. I'm going to say doggy. I don't know why that just popped in my mind.
I'm like, well, panic. Doggy, obviously. It's just doggy.
Obviously. No. I'm going to change it to oral because, like, minty, oral, I don't know.
And, you know, it makes sense. I dig it. My favorite ice cream is vanilla, but I will try to branch out. Oh!
Please.
Lavender is my favorite ice cream.
That is so good. I did not even think about it.
Do you have it where you were?
Yes. We have it in, like, the steaks at Sonic. I don't know if you know what that is.
Oh, I've heard of Sonic. I've seen commercials.
Yes. It's like a lavender berry.
What?
Yeah, it's really good. It's got, like, lavender, like, actual lavender in it, and, like, raspberries, what? And, like...
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Girl.
Ma'am.
Everybody, ma'am.
Ma'am. What would I associate with? I would associate it with sex in a field.
Sex in a field. It sounds uncomfortable, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like nature or the outdoors, but I feel like lavender, sex in a lavender field.
That's good. You can do, like, super relaxed sex, like, after having, like, a lavender bubble bath and putting on the lotion, and you're all, like, nice and relaxed and stuff.
Damn, girl, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking those things, but now I am.
Well, that sounds better than
than just oral with minty breath.
Right. Oh, I've done that before. Not oral with minty breath, but sex in a field, and it's not fun. So.
But was it a lavender field?
It was not. It
See?
Was a deerly. So
it was
that.
A what?
Where we live, like down here, you have to have hunting leases to like hunt in certain areas unless you have private land.
Yeah.
So my then fiance and I, who's now my husband, snuck off to his parents' deer lease because that was the only place we could get any alone time.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Multiple times. And then, like, later my mother-in-law was like, oh yeah, we need to take her up to the lease. And then I had to pretend like I didn't know where that was.
Oh, this place. We totally didn't bang here a bunch of times, future mother-in-law.
A bunch of times. Hopefully you haven't found the condoms that my husband just throw out. So, yeah.
Can you imagine you're walking with the new fam and you're like, oh, what's this? The mother-in-law's like, oh, what's this? Oh, and it's a used condom.
You know, I really wouldn't care if it was her, but I have a younger, like, brother and sister-in-law that are, like, now they're, like, 11 and 13.
Ah!
Like, I want them to find it.
That would be terrifying.
That bitch, I don't care.
At what point would you eventually just stop and say, eh, I've done my time on GWA. It's been good, but it's time to go. Do you see this happening soon?
Probably, like, when I don't have time to do it anymore. I'm thinking, like, later with kids and family and all that good stuff. So, no, not anytime soon.
Oh, I was going to say, I wanted to try your accent, but I don't know if I can do it properly.
Absolutely not.
This doesn't even sound anything fucking close to what you're saying. It sounds like a bad cartoon, but I'm trying real hard just to be Southern Belle 221. Just call me.
I haven't seen 21 in a while, but thank you.
Just call me Southern Belle 221. You're like, fuck you. Okay.
No, see, now I have to try to do your
yes!
accent.
Oh my god, really please.
One.
Please do.
But it's like, oh god, I haven't done a Canadian accent in so long.
This is amazing already. I'm so excited.
So, hey, what about that other Tim Hortons?
Holy shit! I feel okay. I love you, but I feel like that was 10 times worse than my attempt at a southern drawl.
It probably was, because I can't escape the southern, no matter what I do.
You can't. You sound like a Canadian that's lived most of their life in the south.
The transplant.
But I love that you tried to, horseshoe a Tim Hortons reference in. God bless.
I got it.
That was really good. That was really good. You just have to go, I'm going to go down to the Timmy's and get a double-double.
See, that's beautiful.
So try
it. Do that.
You can do it. Try it. Go down to the Timmy's. Try it.
We're going down to the Timmy's to get a double-double.
Oh, that was so cute. You tried. You tried. Your Canadian accent is what I am to Australian accents.
Oh, well. There we go.
I have done my time to do away. Probably when I get bored or when I have no more scripts I want to write. You know, what else am I going to be here for? I'm not just going to hang around to do the monthly singing collabs like a weirdo. Or maybe I will actually. I probably will
maybe
be that
you
weird.
Should.
I do.
I'll just comment on everything. Like I won't probably record anymore, but I'll be like, oh yeah, good job.
It's true. Because you have your friends on here, and I want to be like. You're the best! Heart. You know what I mean? It would be sad to not be on here anymore. You know what I mean? It feels like in a weird, fucked up way, like a weird online family. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. At the same time, I get it because you kind of outgrow the community. Because I used to be like that on Tumblr, hardcore my freshman year of college, me and all the hockey people. And I don't talk to any of them anymore because you just, move on.
Did you say hockey or honky?
Hockey, not honky. This is gonna be great.
I was like, whoa, racist. Okay, all the honkies. No. Alright. Taking off my sweater, it's getting a little intense in here. But yeah, that's totally fair. I was never a Tumblr person, but I don't know, you outgrow everything. You even outgrow normal friendships you have in real life, right? So I'll be sad when that happens, though, because I've met some really cool people.
A lot of people in here that I've met that I'm like, oh, you're awesome. I wish I knew you, in real life, because you're the best people ever.
Right.
And that's going to suck to not be able to, talk to them as much anymore. One of my best friends that has been my best friend for, 5 years, I met on a writing website. My other best friend that's been my friend for 4 years, I met on Tumblr. So it's like you don't want to just disappear and lose those friendships.
Right? It'd be weird.
Yeah.
I get it.
Because I don't know what I'd do without the girl squad.
Right?
At all.
I don't know what I'd do without my girl squad. Because, we're all, the same age and, like-minded. And it'd be sad to be, wake up one day and not have random shit on them from Snap or... You know what I mean? It'd be a bummer.
Oh, yes. All the random ass messages.
Right? And, photos of, I don't know, just dumb shit. I'll be sad.
Yes.
So, I hope that this does not end soon. So, yeah. Do you know anyone on GWA... who has a vocal doppelganger?
I don't know if, two people on GWA that sound alike, but the whole reason I got started on this website was because somebody said some person, and they linked a Soundgasm, sounded like an actor.
Ooh.
And I was like, I have to know.
I have to know.
Because this man is, 10 out of 10 would bang, so if,
Whoa.
I can listen and making erotic content, I'm going to need to do it.
Wait. I need to know, who was the voice? Who was the voice?
The voice performer is Bourbon Meat.
Oh, Bourbon.
Yes.
Bourbon. Oh, my. Come back to us, Bourbon. Why?
Yeah, where are you at? Where did you go? Come back.
10 out of a million out of a million. That guy's voice is pure sex.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Got distracted because I was like, oh, bourbon.
I know.
I'm just going to say, he's what like got me turned on to GWA.
Well, like, he's how I found it, because they posted a link to his Soundgasm, and then he kept saying, like, GWA and Reddit, and I was like, well, what is this? And then I found it, and I was like, oh my god, there's so much more.
God bless you, Bourbon. God bless you.
Thank you.
Doing the Lord's work.
Whoop, whoop.
Who was he supposed to sound like?
Adam Driver?
Bourbon Neat sounds nothing like Adam Driver to me.
Well, I didn't think he did either, but, like, the idea of it, I was like, I have to know.
Oh, no, for sure. But you don't think he sounds like him, right?
No. But no, he was supposed to them he did, and I was like, nah, he doesn't sound like him very much. But he still sounds hot as fuck.
But his voice is, like, dripping with sensuality, so I'll keep listening. I listened
of
to
Of course.
Like, I such a, in, like, a week, I don't even think it was a week, I'd listen to all of his, like, times three. Like, he's so good.
Oh, of course.
He needs to come back. Dear
Where'd
God.
He go? Please.
And he's probably a famous voice actor now.
He had to shed his
sexually themed audios.
He had to disappear. Like, I checked his Soundgasm page one time.
Yeah.
This sounds so fucking creepy.
No, I've done it too, girl. I've done it too.
There was nothing, like, new, and I was driving home from school, and I shouldn't listen to these when I drive, but I do. And I just, like, brought it up, and I was like, oh, Jesus, there's a new one. Thank God.
I messaged him to be like, because I didn't really get Soundgasm. Like, I just kind of clicked on things, and they led me to stuff, right? And so I don't mean to be a creep, but do you have any more? And he was like, well, baby, I have some more on my Soundgasm. And I was like, what is that? So then I found out he had, like, some extra ones. But then I was like, come back, but no dice.
No, I messaged him, too, and I was like, you kind of, like, left as soon as I got here, so I'm going to need you to fix that.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
I came at the exact wrong time. I missed the renaissance of bourbon. I was like, why?
Damn it. I'm still super new. Like, I've only been on here for, like, this sounds not a long time, but, like, 100 days. So, I still don't know anything about what's going on here half the time.
That is still pretty new, but do you know what? I only started, I think I verified in August, but I didn't start posting stuff till like, September? So, I mean, it's not like I've been on here years.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, like, I found the link. I think I verified in August, and the only reason I verified and made an account was because I couldn't comment on people's things. Oh. And then I was like, no, I have to come. I have to not really come, but you know.
Sure. Creepy link.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Okay, I'm Brad again. Moving on.
All right. Southern
Belle. Feeling better.
I think I'm getting better. Which celebrities do you imagine listening to your favorite posters?
I don't know.
Just imagine. Let's
so, like, I don't sit here and be like, I wonder if Chris Pratt would like this. Like, I don't know.
It's disturbing that you named the one actor that immediately went to my head. I was like, I wonder if Chris Pratt. Imagine.
Right? Mm. I don't know. He's from the South, so you know.
He's so respectful. I love him.
Ooh.
He's just a good man.
First of all, I have to think of favorite posters because I love all of these.
I know, right? It's too hard to pick. You don't have to pick favorite posters. Just pick an actor that you think would listen to a poster.
I'm going to go with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence. I think she seems like the kind of person that would just be like, wah, I'm going to listen to this stuff. So
yeah, totally. Which posters do you think they'd listen to?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Well, you got to think of something, darling. Ma'am.
I know. I think she would listen to somebody that was, like, M-Dom.
Yeah.
Anybody who'll post that.
Okay. I dig.
Dig. And on him, probably somebody, like, in my head that's, like, really tiny and, like, adorable and, like...
Oh.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I can't think of people. Like, nobody comes to my mind. And I'm going to have to fix that. Because one of the questions I'm going to ask you asks about people. So,
oh, my. I'm a little nervous.
Should be.
Oh, no. Oh, God. What do I think? When I think of celebrities, I like to imagine, like, Taylor Swift is listening to Boyfriend Experience audio.
Yes! Oh, my God!
And getting inspiration for her next song. Who on GWA do you think would make a really good couple? That's a tough. I didn't see this question. That's a tough one.
Oh, I know already, but I have two. I think just because of the way like these people interact with each other,
okay,
a lot, I think they'd be super cute. I'm gonna go with So Sweet Like Anis and Little Macko because they're always like talking to each other, like they're so cute, and it's just like and like these people that I'm picking are people that like the way that they talk to each other and interact.
Yeah,
so I think they would be really cute.
Agree.
And my little fandom heart really, really, really ships that lady Penny for your top bond and Mr. Rex Ryder so hard. I don't know why, but like in my mind, y'all are like the GWA dream couple. I don't know.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
That's priceless. I was actually gonna say Little Macko and Anis too.
Yes,
it's because they're so cute. Even though, like, they're probably like, "What the fuck?" Like, they're gonna listen to this.
Why?
Macko's gonna be like messaging me and be like, "Penny, what the fuck?" I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You guys make adorable couple. Just accept it.
I'm not.
You're not. No, she's not.
I'm not at all.
She's not sorry at all. So we're just gonna play GWA Cupid. So,
dude, I would if I could. But
do you know what I do? I want to all the time. I want to be like. Right? Is that terrible?
No, it's not, because I do the same thing. Like, I see people that, like, comment on, like, every person's post the other one does, and I'm like, something's going on there.
And watch, they're just friends, and I'm like, well, just kiss already!
God, yes! It's like when you're watching a movie, and it's like a rom-com, and you're like, you're screaming at the TV, just kiss already! That's how I feel.
That's also how I feel about Definitely Not Bats and Melt My Happiness, because they're both Australian, and they're always teasing one another, so I'm like, just kiss, and she's going to kill me for this. She's going to be like, why would you bring me
on?
But it's because I like playing Cupid. I mean, I would if I could, if I actually knew these people. If we actually all knew one another in, like, a big gymnasium, I would be playing Cupid like nobody's business.
It would be so bad. I would just be like pushing people into each other. Be like, you two, moving on, running to the next person. You two, kiss. Okay, moving on.
Just shoving their heads together. Be like, now kiss, be my puppets.
Go.
So, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Describe what you think your listeners think you may look like.
I think y'all think I'm short.
I do think you're short.
I can neither confirm nor deny that fact.
You don't have to. You don't have to confirm or deny anything.
I'm not going to. I think y'all think I'm short, and that I don't know. I think y'all think I'm short, which obviously, and I think from some of the questionnaires that I've done, I think y'all think I'm sassy as fuck, which is true.
Accurate.
Although that's not like a physical description.
Yeah, that's true, actually. But I think you're sassy. I pitch it. Okay, before I knew what you looked like, this is what I thought you looked like. Exactly what you looked like.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Right?
So, like, if y'all want to creep, you look at the Penny picture, and it's, like, super fucking close.
Like, too close. I couldn't believe it.
I know. I was like, ma'am, have you seen me before? Because that's fucking weird.
I will say, almost. I guessed a lot of people really close. Even the ones who don't post to MGM. Like, I picked a lot of them out, and I'm really proud of that useless skill. Like, really proud of
it. That's amazing.
Right? Like, aside from me, have any other people been like, this is what I think you look like?
No, actually. Like, nobody...
No?
No, nobody's been like, oh, by the way, I think you look like this. Ever, besides you, but...
That's because I'm a creep. Well, it's because, to be fair, that post, I think JM Delphi did it, and it was really fun, like, guessing what other people looked like. It was way too much fun. I'm a nerd. I was like, I have so many guesses!
Yes, and it's like, I didn't... I commented on a couple, but, the thing is, like, I can listen to how you talk... And in my head, I get, like, this picture, and most of the time, I'm right. So, like, I could probably do other people.
Yeah.
But not, I don't know how people would, like, look at me.
How did you think I looked before?
Yeah. I think you had, like, long, dark hair. mm-hmm. and like some 50s Cali glasses.
I love that. It's so funny.
I don't know why.
I like it. I wish.
Kind of like a Christina Hendricks-y, but like also kind of like a hot Velma Jinky. Velma, I don't, from Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo?
What? Yeah. I don't know where it comes from.
I'm going to stick with the Christina Hendricks because I wish. I wish.
Like,
please.
She's too damn hot.
She's such a fox. What? Everyone I've ever talked to has been like, I picture you being blonde and bubbly. And I'm like, oh, what? No! I am not. I am not at all. But yeah, no, I pretty much look like a vampire, and most people, like, have picked up on that, because I mentioned that I'm pale with dark hair and that I like vampires, so... Y'all. If a hypothetical GWA convention were to take place, oh my gosh, what do you think it would be like, and who would host it? Oh! I didn't see this question, but oh my god, if that happened, I'd book my ticket tomorrow!
Yes, let's go. Okay, so
let's book it. Let's plan it.
Let's go right now.
All right, done.
I think it'd be like Comic Con.
Yes, everyone has to dress up like their name.
Oh Lord! Well, let me go find a petticoat then, because
right?
Here we go.
Damn, your name's good for that. I'm gonna start hitting the gym for mine. Jesus.
Why, when I did this, I was like, no, let me think of something. No, I think it'd be like Comic Con. It's like, for some reason, I feel like a lot of people on here are introverted. I don't know why.
Yeah, I get that.
I feel like it'd be like Comic Con with introverts. So there'd be like a ton of people, but like four of us would be talking to each other. That would be it.
I would make everyone talk to one another.
It's like, okay, nope, not doing this. Come on.
We just have to have fun activities.
Oh, but not those, like, super awkward icebreakers
no!
that like, everybody do, and you're just like, why are we here? I do not want to do this.
No, because, like, a lot of people play Dungeons & Dragons, so we could have, like, a little D&D spot. We could have a, like, I noticed, like, oh my god, we could have a real-life Thirsty Thursday. Like, have a bar.
Yes, please.
And Rabbit Hole Monarch could be doing the drinks, and, like, obviously, we would help him. And then...
Obviously,
karaoke would be happening because everyone loves singing on backstage. This party sounds fucking awesome!
I know, right? And then somebody needs to be baking because we need snacks. And, I will help with the table because cupcakes.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Let's go.
So, really, we've got this all planned. I think the guy who would host it would be Harden Long because he's the one who made GWA and GWA.
Of course.
So, I'm just... Congrats, you're hosting it, Harden Long.
Sorry, there you go. Have fun.
But yeah, I think it, do you know what, like, if I could, like, magically do that, I think it'd be so much fun to meet everybody. But
it
at the same
so
time,
cool.
Like, you know how you have pictures or images of how a person would be in real life, or, like, their personality, or, you know what I mean? It would almost be, I wouldn't want to break that illusion.
Right.
You know?
And I would also be really scared of running into people that I knew.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that. I'd be like, hey, you're a pervert too. Awesome. All right. So I think we created together a very good hypothetical GWA convention.
I think we did too.
Okay.
I think somebody should plan this.
Yeah.
Book a location.
I need someone to win the lottery, book all this shit. Okay. Someone, Southern Belle, has tattooed a dick on your face while you were very much asleep. What now?
I'm punching somebody in the fucking face.
That's
and possibly the dick.
Oh my. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Y'all best. No, I can't go there because then. Anyways, yeah. So I'll punch somebody in the face.
What? Like, is that all? Like, what? Okay. Yeah, no, that's fair.
That's fair, yeah.
If someone tattooed a dick on my face while I was asleep, one, I'd be like, how the fuck did I sleep through a tattoo of a dick on
if
my
that's
face?
The truth. Did you drug me while I was sleeping? Because there'd be no way.
So then I'm going, someone slips something into my drink, which means, A, I'm going to the police. Number two, I sue them. I sue the pants off them. And then number three, I go and get a tattoo removal. That's my third plan stage.
Right. Well, you're a lot better than I am at planning because I'd just be like, what the fuck did you do? Bam.
Yeah, yours is a lot more of a knee-jerk reaction. Mine is more of a, I will systematically destroy this person's life. For revenge.
Yeah, I'm a little hot-headed, so that kind of happens. Like,
I respect it. I respect it. You need the balance.
You need the balance.
You know?
Yes, yes,
yes. What other tabs or applications do you have open right now?
Right now, I have, for some reason, two tabs of the Leap Year discussion post open because I thought I'd closed it.
Oh my god, so do I! What the fuck? Okay, sorry.
Listen, this is getting too creepy. Just kidding. I have Solitaire open that I was playing before
while I was waiting on you. Because I took so fucking long to get here because I'm the most impolite Canadian on earth.
But you apologize, so there's that.
I did. I felt so bad. God, what a rude host.
Yes. And then I have a notepad open with not my one, but two questions. And I don't know if I just have one. But I couldn't think it. I couldn't do it.
You can do two. Just for you. Good. You can do two. Oh. Because you're my ma'am. The only tabs I have is document, Microsoft, because I was working on a script earlier today. Mm-hmm. No, that's a lie. Last night. My two leap year discussions, Skype, and... Oh, the other questionnaire that you sent me that you wanted to do, but I was like, sorry, I definitely already looked at it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I already did it. I'm sorry. I didn't know I'd be starting this questionnaire with friends.
I know. I went through all of these, and I'm like, they're either super, super sexual, which everybody's done those, or they're when she's done. So, meh.
I know, right? And, like, for the super sexual ones, it's like, hi, we've talked, like, not that long. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Now let's talk about your sexual prowess. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
There's certain friends you can do that, and then there's certain friends who are like, we're just getting to be friends. Let's not dive right into that.
Yeah.
Okay, do age differences, like 10 or 20 years, in who you listen to get off on GWA, does it matter to you, like how old the person is?
Ma'am, you know the answer to this question. It's going to be a hell no.
I do. I know it don't matter for you, ma'am.
Not at all.
Me neither. Number one, because I never really know how old the person is. Like, I can assume, but some people sound younger, some people sound older. The only thing is, like, the age difference that, like, just, like, I don't enjoy is when they sound younger by 10 or 20 years. Does that make sense? Because then they're, like, a teenager, and then I'm, like, gross.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm not, like, terribly old, but I'm not terribly young, like, kind of, like, early 20s, so, like, anybody younger than that, I'm just kind of like, I feel like I'm robbing the cradle.
Right? I like voices that sound older, like 30s, like 30s to early 40s, like, that's my wheelhouse, like, that's my massive enjoyment.
That's the shit.
Right?
Yes.
That's the golden age for voices, in my opinion. But, But as long as you sound, like, in that range, do you know what I mean? But when they sound young, I'm just, like, I feel myself cringing, and I'm like, ooh.
Oh, no.
I have younger siblings. This is gross.
Yes. I'm like, if you sound like my brother's age, then it's not happening.
Like, Ladywood, chop, chop, timber! It's gone. It's not happening.
Bye, Felicia. It ain't happening.
Bye, Felicia. Bye. Hey, I did that just like, bye, Felicia.
You did. I'm proud.
See,
like,
I'm getting...
One.
Oh, all these accents I'm mastering. Oh, my.
You're doing pretty good.
I try really hard.
You sound better than, what's her name? Damn. I see your face. Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side. That's terrible.
I should have been her accent coach. I'd be like, now, Sandra, repeat after me. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. No, she... Mm-mm.
Yeah, I know. She tries, but God bless. And she won an Oscar for that.
Yeah. I mean, that was a good movie. But, like, that's my pet peeve with people doing Southern accents. It's like you're trying way too damn hard.
Yeah, totally. I get it. Do you think everyone who does a Canadian accent, it's always this? Oh, you hoser, eh? Oh, every time. And I'm like, why do you sound like a fucking idiot? No. Everyone. Everyone who's ever been like... Oh, so you're from Canada, eh? Oh, you love that Tim Hortons. And I'm like, oh, God, stop. But
I've never heard, like, an actual Canadian person sound like that.
Yeah, you won't unless you go to Nova Scotia or Newfoundland.
No, never.
Which, never. Both places I want to go to because they're gorgeous, but...
Right?
I love the Maritimes. Okay. How do you handle passive aggression from someone else?
Like I've done stated, your friend over here is pretty short-tempered, so I don't put up with that shit. Like, if you're an adult, act like a fucking adult. If you're upset about something, I need you to tell me about it. Don't be so passive-aggressive. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for that.
Totally. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. My dad, of all people, is super bad about that. And I'm like, you are almost 45 years old. You need to stop. Stop.
I'm just going to call your dad up. Oh my god, I'm starting to slip into the accent not thinking about it. Ah! Oh no!
Right.
I'm going to go to work tomorrow and be like, hi everybody, I just want to say I hope you had a real good night last night. And I'm like, who the fuck are you? Ah!
Fail. Oh my god. I am male.
Oh my god, and you start talking Canadian. Oh my. Oh no.
Lord.
You got the short end of the stick, pal. Sorry.
I'll be like, what the hell is wrong with you? Did you watch a hockey game last night? That's probably what happened.
Did you hit your head really hard? So you just tell, like, so how do you handle it then? Do you just straight up tell them, like, you're being passive aggressive?
Like, yeah, I'm like, can you not? Normally, it's to my husband, and I'm like, can you not? And he's like, can I not what? And I'm like, can you not act like a 12-year-old and tell me what's wrong with you? Please?
Yeah, I hate that. When people are like, nothing's wrong. And I'm like, then why are you acting like a crazy asshole?
I know. It's like, listen, I'm not that stupid. Like, I know your face, and I can tell when something's wrong with you. So, you might as well say it.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of just pissing me off just letting me hang out here.
Yeah, and I feel like, I don't know about you, but like, every year that I'm on this earth, I find myself growing more embittered and less tolerant for dumb shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if someone's like, gonna act like an asshole, I'm like, dude, chill the fuck out. Like, I got into a fight with some guy at the grocery store because he was being rude to the teller. And I was like, enough!
Like, enough is enough.
I wouldn't have done that 10 years ago.
I totally understand that. I wouldn't have done it 10 years ago either because I was really young. But there's only so, like, much you can handle. And my thing is, I don't know how long I'm going to be on this earth. Yeah. So I don't have time for your bullshit. Because it stresses me out. It gets me all anxious. And nobody needs that in their life. Like, I'm just not dealing with it. I went to the Best Buy with my mama to buy my brother a Christmas present. This man, being an asshole, and I kind of, like, moved out of the way. I wasn't in his way, but so he would have more room. And I said, oh, excuse me. And he just gave me, like, the evil eye and walked on. And I was like, or not, asshole. And I swear, my mother dragged me out by my ears. And she was like, you can't do that. And I was like, I'm not going to deal with it.
I get you. I mean, I don't say asshole. Actually, that's a lie. I've definitely said asshole over my shoulder. Yeah, no, I'm just as bad. Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
I guess we handle passive aggression by being super aggressive. Nothing passive about our aggression, everyone.
Absolutely not.
What's that quote?
I don't have a poker face, though, so you're going to see it anyway. I might as well be honest with you.
Exactly. What's that quote? Though she is tiny, she is but fierce. There you go.
That's my man.
What are you doing? What did you do? Or what do you want to do for your birthday this year?
So, my birthday is in 19 days.
Happy almost birthday!
Yes, that's where the whole 220 comes from.
Oh my god, I would not have got it if you didn't just spell it out for me. Go on.
And I have class that day. So, like, I have class from 9 to 9 at night, yeah. Which is cool, because I get to have 3 classes with a hot professor, but whatever.
What? Well, no, go on.
Yes.
How hot is this professor?
What do you mean, what is this professor?
No, how hot is this professor?
He is like...
Describe.
He's an older gentleman, so in our, like, voice age group thingy.
Okay, go on.
And he's got a PhD in the thing that I'm studying in.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and sexy. And it's not that he's, like, super, like, chiseled from Madonna sexy, but he's got, like, that hot dad thing going on, and I just can't not. Mm. It's bad.
I get it.
Like I said, I had him for 3 classes that day, and I'm just like this. Like, you can't see me, but I'm just, like, hand on face, like, trying not to drool, like, for most of the day.
Does he have a beard?
He does have a beard.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. I would not be able to pay attention.
It's bad. Like I said, I was like, why did I do this to myself?
Happy birthday to you!
I know. so that's what I'm doing on my birthday, is I'm trying not to fantasize about doing my professor.
Good call. Good call.
Yes.
Shows a level of maturity that I haven't yet attained. Go on.
I said trying. I didn't say what do I want to do for my birthday? Like I said, I have to work that day. But I think... Because my husband told me to take off, like, the week after. the whole day. So I'm like, what are we doing? Because it's like the last day in February. And I think he's taking me to the local, because like the closest professional hockey team is like 3 hours away from us.
Yeah.
So I think he's taking me to watch a hockey game. And I don't, I've never seen one like live before.
What?
I'm trying, yeah. What, man, where we live. I mean,
come on. Oh, right, 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 right. I can't, like, what?
Yeah, so I'm trying really, really hard not to look up the schedule to see who they're playing, but I think it's my favorite team, and I'm really excited.
What if he's, what? Okay, what if it turns out he's not doing that?
Then I'll be okay.
You'll be okay?
But, yeah, but he, like, keeps hinting at it because he was like, you have to be off the whole day. When you come home, the only thing I ask of you for that day is that you make sure your gas, your car's full of gas, because we're going to need it. And then he was like, well, where do you want to go eat? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? And he's like, anywhere you want. And then he named a couple towns, like, around that area, and then, like, the city that the hockey team is in. And I'm like,
yeah, report back. I want to know what you did for your birthday in 20 days.
Oh, I will let you know.
Okay, thank you.
I'll let you know, yes.
What did I do for my birthday? Oh, no, what am I going to do for my birthday this year? Drink by myself? No, I'm just kidding.
don't do that. Like, Skype me and we'll drink together.
Okay,
like,
thank you. Honestly, I used to love celebrating birthdays because, I mean, you've met me. Like, I love celebrating everything.
Right.
Right? But, like, after a while, it's kind of like, ugh. You're, like, my friends all have kids. They're all kind of flaky. And I'm like, eh. So I just do my own thing. So, like, hang out with a couple close friends. And, like, usually it's the same fucking thing. Is I go to the movies, we go out for dinner, and then drinks. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I just love going to the movies. Like, that's all I need. So it's movies really boring. But, pardon me?
So that's good. I don't remember what we did last year. Because, like, we are both really young, and so everybody around us that's a young couple has kids, and we're like, no.
No, please don't.
It's really, no, and it's really hard to, like, hang out with people that are your age, because, like, his best friend and his wife had a baby when she was, like, 17. And I'm
what
like,
do you guys, do you guys not have ice rinks around? Like, what are you doing? You're just banging all the time?
Girl, that's what any, where we live, you either go to Dear Lisa's, drink, have sex, or smoke pot. Like, that's it. And I'm like, I'm not about that life. Come on now.
Good
so
Lord.
It's that's all we do is, like, hang out with each other. Like, we're old people because we're really young. But I'm just like, it's 8:30. I'm taking my bra off and putting some pajama pants on. I live in the house.
Okay, well,
so we don't go out.
You're
like,
talking to your future because that's exactly what I do.
I will tell you that we don't do, like, hip young kid things because we're just like, meh.
Hip young kids are sort of, you know, okay. Hip young people things, especially out here, are fucking exhausting. You stand there
so
in line.
I know. I was just thinking, like, they make me tired and I'm not even doing them.
Right? Like, it's like, let's go stand in line for 6 hours to go into a trendy bar. Let's play a cover charge for shit we don't really want to see. Let's go, like, I can't do it. And then I have to act interested in, like, just boring shit. I can't do it. My life is too short. Life is too short. I can't do it. I can't, ma'am. I can't.
Ma'am, I'm not going to stand in line and pay so much money to get in and then buy all these overpriced drinks at the bar that I can buy a liter bottle of vodka for, like, half the price and make my own damn drink. I'm not doing it.
Exactly. I just can't justify it. I grew up with not a lot of money, so I'm like, I'm not pissing away my hard-earned cash. This is baloney. So, no.
I would rather spend it on something that, like, I like.
Yeah.
Go, no. Mm-mm.
No, totally. I totally get it. I totally get it. Okay, name one of your favorite GW audios of the moment or of all time.
I'm just gonna go of all time because there's so many favorites, but I have to, like, go to, the Soundgasm page and see what it's called, so hold on. It's obviously one of Bourbon Neat's.
I was just gonna say mine is Bourbon Neat. Because his, I'm picking one of his because, A, he's, like, fresh in my mind because we were just talking about him. But my favorite of his is the Babysitter audio.
The Babysitter ones are so fucking good.
Oh, my God. That was my first. So
now,
I was like, what?
Now that I've loaded the page here, let me just scroll. Because
it's, like, that Babysitter one is all, like, I need you. I want you. And I'm like, yes, you can have me, Bourbon.
There's one called Actions and Consequences, and the tags are Professor, Student,
Nerd.
Yes!
How did I miss that?
Ma'am, I'll link you. Don't worry.
Ma'am, please link me.
Ma'am, I got you back. And then,
thank you.
And then there's one called Your Ass Looks Fantastic in Those, and it's Curvy Girl Love Changing Room Sex, and I really like that one, too.
Oh, yeah, I didn't like... I mean, I shouldn't say I didn't like... I was like, okay, I was ambivalent on that one. There's one where there's, like, a bunch of him, like, him and a twin or something.
Yes, like, girl.
Pretty much just throw a rock at Bourbon Neat Soundgasm, and you'll land on something fucking amazing, and then you'll be like, oh, my life has changed. But I haven't listed stuff in ages now.
Wow.
It's been so long, but he was my first foray, so I'll ever be thankful.
But I'm not gonna lie, when I find something and I can't find anything on Soundgasm that just tickles my fancy, I'm like, let me go to this bookmark page on my phone.
This stuff is so good. Like, it's insane. Bourbon, come back! We're only gonna say it so many times!
This is also not a praise bourbon questionnaire, I promise.
I know! You think it wasn't, and yet... I think we mentioned bourbon more times than we've mentioned ourselves. So moving on. Okay. All right. All right. So we've come to the exciting part in our program, which is where you give me your question. Are you ready? Oh, no. I'm scared. Okay.
So I have two, and one of them I copied from another questionnaire, so I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to steal your question, but I thought it was so good.
Okay. Okay.
Penny.
Yeah?
If you were part of a GWA orgy, who would have to be there, even if you had to drug them? Please don't drug them. Basically, who would be your top three, and what role would you play in the orgy?
What? No!
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to break out your harem list and just let me know.
You're so mean! Okay, number one, I don't want to be in an orgy.
Because, I don't blame you.
Because orgies seem terrifying.
I know. So if I was going to put myself in this position, it would have to be with some people that I trust, like crazy trust. Like, I just can't pick three random people and be like, let's bang. No, there's no way.
Okay, but I can take three people and we can just observe the orgy, correct? Not saying we have to participate.
We can. There's a loophole.
I found the loophole. Oh, thank Christ. Good job. Thank Christ. Okay. in that case, then I'll just bring you, Melty, and Sparkle. And we'll all just go and watch and drink. You're so upset. You're like, I wanted to hear all the boys you want to bang.
Well, I don't need to hear. But...
Okay. What about you? Who are your top three?
No, I'm gonna be ballsy and say it.
Girl, so, yeah! That's right, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm gonna have to pick Llewellyn.
Okay. Any reason?
No, I'm not gonna go there.
Just, I'm gonna pick Llewellyn. Alright.
Yeah. Because that British accent kills me. I'm gonna pick him. I'm gonna pick Annis.
Oh, because he's so nice.
I know.
He'd be a tender orgy lover.
He would. He'd be tender in the orgy. And there's so many others. Like, no, that sounds bad.
No, hey, man. We talked about harems, and our harem was pretty big. So
pretty damn big. But I'm trying to pick GWA people, not just random people. I want to pick Moondance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good choice. That's a good collection of men, and your British love is coming through.
Also, which, I mean, because, like, I'm not going to pick one that you know of, but he hasn't posted in a really long time, but I really liked his accent. It was an Irish dude, so he could be, like, a swap for somebody. And I think the way you say his username is Comnal.
What?
Combinal, I think. I'll link you his stuff.
He's Irish?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Girl.
We know that's my weakness, Colin Farrell.
Girl. And that's the truth.
I've never even
Because we know that because of the Facts Channel, ma'am. Like, you know how I feel.
The Facts Channel? Oh, my God! I'm sorry. I'm fucking tired. That Facts Channel was amazing, and it was like...
That is the best thing.
I was Attention drowning in ladies, Irish if accents.
If you like the Irish accent... Or men, because whatever.
They were very handsome, a lot of them.
Yes. There is a YouTube channel called Facts.
F-A-C-T-C-S.
Yes. You might not be able to understand me because of the accent, but it's basically a YouTube channel of just Irish people doing, like, random shit.
Like, Irish people try American candy or Christmas traditions. So they tried eggnog and stuff. It's really funny. And the Irish accent is, like, strong.
So strong.
Dreamy.
So hot.
So those are your three for your orgy.
Those are my three for my orgy. And four, because I have a sub, if one of them can't make it, but, you know.
You know what, you can just bring him in. I'll allow it.
Thank you.
So mine's a girl party, apparently.
This is a girl party.
But okay.
I didn't add any girls into it, but I'm open to anything, so.
How funny would it be, though? We're all there with, you can drink your drink, your little, what were you making today? A little car bomb or something?
No, it's called an adios.
Adios. Tell the people, the fine people at home, how do you make an adios motherfucker?
Okay, so it is 1 ounce each good tequila. I'm not drinking one because I didn't have any good tequila. Good tequila, decent vodka, rum, and gin. Put that all in like your little shaker over ice. Then you add in an ounce and a half of blue curacao. And I put in a squeeze of simple syrup that I make at the house because the vodka's kind of sour to me. Shake that up, pour it in your cup, top it with Sprite, and you're good to go.
You heard it here first. It's an adios motherfucker by Southern Belle 220. Did you make that up?
Yes. No, I did not make that up. I found it on Pinterest. But I'm telling you, one of those gets me super fucking giggly, and two of them, like, knocks my ass out, so.
Well, why didn't you have one then?
Because I'm telling you, like, I'm giggly enough, okay?
She said not giggly. I am giggly enough. Okay, I'll take your word for it. My question is super lame.
Okay, I have another one, so I'm going to need you to come up with another one.
Oh, my God. Okay. Because you didn't get to do Baby Kitten's questionnaire, if you had to compare a Disney character to yourself, who would that be?
I would say, personally, I'm closest to Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Nice choice, girl.
Except the whole Stockholm Syndrome thing, because no, ma'am, but it depends on who you ask, because, like, I'd say that, but if you ask one of my friends, she'd be like, something else. She'd be like, she's Mulan or something, because I ain't got time for y'all's bullshit.
Mulan's the best. I love Mulan.
Personally, I think Belle. I also do have a soft spot for Elsa, not because I'm an ice queen, but because...
Sure.
Depends on who's talking, but because there's one point in the movie, my mom's a teacher, so I get to watch all these movies and screen them for our kids. There's one point in it where she's like, you can't marry somebody you just met, and I was like, sister, thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
I agree. Elsa knew what she was talking about.
Yeah, but she's like, Anna, you're crazy. Anna, you're crazy. I'm going to need you to calm down.
I liked Frozen. Like, I know everyone was like, it was so overhyped, but I loved it. Yeah. I said it. I loved it.
Let it go. Let it go.
I sing that song way too much.
I do too.
I compare myself, obviously, to Belle because I was a nerd who loved to read. So, of course I am. Plus, she was like a brunette, brown-eyed.
There wasn't many of those because there aren't any. It was either that or Pocahontas. And I mean, like, I couldn't go with Pocahontas. Too,
I don't look like Pocahontas. So.
I look a little bit more like Pocahontas than you do.
That's true, you do. You do, actually. But my new one actually is Moana, that I think there's elements. Like, I don't know, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, actually. I'm not going to spoil anything. She's just great, though. I really love her.
So. I haven't seen Brave either, but I feel like I would be a lot like her, too.
Yeah, she's feisty. She's feisty.
I can't do that accent either.
Oh my God, no. I need you to try it again, though, please.
You put me on the spot. I don't have any water left. She's Scottish and feisty, that one.
Oh my God, you're so cute. That was a really good try. That was really good.
I can't help it. The accent is so thick.
The accent is very thick. You are not wrong. All right, what's your second question, doll?
What's an aspect of a DS relationship, or dom sub, that you find appealing that you're too afraid to ask your partner to try? Personally, I like the idea of having rules and then getting punished for breaking them. I don't want to break them, like, just to break them, but having that structure is like, something that I would like that I'm too afraid to ask my partner for.
Like, you would like that? Like,
yes.
I guess, probably similar. I like the whole idea of, I like the idea of not being in control.
Mm-hmm.
That I find that appealing.
Yeah.
Not being in control, and I do like the whole, like, reward and punishment situation, right? I mean, like, to give mm-hmm. you something to strive to, like, so, how to describe it? There's something...
Like, to give you structure, and it's like, this is... You want to be good and not break this rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think...
But then,
I was
sometimes
always,
you do.
Yeah. I think it's because I was always, like, a really good student in school. And, like, I really liked the praise that came along with it. Not in a sexy, creepy way.
Girl, tell me about it. Tell me about it!
Right? And, like, I was always... And I enjoyed, like, the accolades that came with being good. Like a good girl, but do you know what I mean?
Yes!
So, I think that kind of translated into this, where I'm like, yeah, like, I'm not describing it very well, but do you understand what I'm saying?
I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah, so it appeals to me, because my job requires me to be very much in control a lot of the time. The thought of giving that up to somebody else is fairly appealing.
It's fantastic. Like, I work in, like, the medical field.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of pressure on somebody. And I really enjoy, because I am kind of bossy and the mom of the squad anyway. So I...
Very squad mother.
I can't help it. Yes, thank you. Should be my flair. Not
it should
dad,
be your flair.
Should say very squad mother. But,
you should change it.
I should. But I like the idea of being like, okay, like, I'm home, or like, I'm with you, and you have it. I don't want it.
Yeah. And I don't like mean. Like, I don't like mean stuff. Like,
no.
You dumb
squatch. Do not be mean to me.
No, but there's... I don't know. There's a lot of things that I can understand the appeal of. When I first started GWA, I didn't really... I'm like, what the fuck? Who would want to do that? And...
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the more, like, you read about stuff, and then you think about stuff, and you're like, oh, that's actually kind of appealing. So... I get it.
And the more you listen to it, the more it's like, oh, yeah, because there are things on here that I really didn't know about or what it was called, and
yeah.
then figured it out, and I was like, dude, I've been doing this anyway, and I just didn't know.
Well, I didn't even know what MDOM was. Like, I had no, like, think of vanilla, and then think of, like, vanilla custard over top. Like, I had no idea, like, what anything of this was, of
mm-hmm.
anything. And then the more I read, I was like, oh, whoa, like, fascinating, and then... There's all these cool podcasts on Backstage, like, there was that one about polyamory, and, like, it was just so neat to, like, a world that I've never even known about to read about or listen about, and it's just fascinating. And then I was, like, this whole dom-sub thing, because I had grown up where it was all wrapped up into, like, BDSM, like, where,
mm-hmm.
like, you had to beat the shit out of someone, and I was like, ew, no.
That scares the shit out of me. Like,
yeah.
The idea, like, freaks me out. I was talking to somebody about it, and they're like, would you be open to this? And I'm like...
Yeah, like spanking,
like,
one thing, but like whipping me or something, like that seems terrifying.
That was my line. I was like, I'm okay with being spanked, no problem. I'm okay with trying something at least just once. Like, I'll try it once. But if you're gonna do that, then I'm sure it's probably not gonna be tied up, because
yeah,
anxiety and panic attacks, and I'll have to get away or I will lose it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That scares me. Like, whips, caning, dead hole, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, it just, I like the whole, like, power trip scenario. I don't like the cruel physicality or, like, the cruel names. Like,
no.
I like to be positive.
When you see, like, I saw audio one time, and I don't know who posted it, and... They called the person, like, a filthy bitch, and I was like, I'm done. I can't.
Yeah, like, I can't handle, like, I don't care that other people like it. Like, this is not me going, I'm on my
You're
high
new
horse.
Girlfriend.
I'm on my high horse, and you can't. No, it's just, it couldn't appeal to me less. So, like,
yeah.
When you're calling someone, like, a whore or a slut or a bitch.
Oh, I can't understand that.
Oh, I'm like, oh man, I am none of those things. Please don't say that. You're hurting my feelings.
I'm not even in the situation, and it makes me feel cheap to, like, listen to it. I don't want you to call me a whore, because that makes me not feel like I'm something that you're cherishing and protecting and...
Yeah, it just doesn't feel...
If you're like,
it doesn't feel respectful.
For me at the corner. Like, no.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel respectful. And I totally understand, like you can be in a situation where there's power struggles, but the whole thing is that you still respect one another. That's the point. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the point. And you have to have that line.
Yeah. So, when I hear those names, the thing is, like, other people will be like, I find it so empowering to be called those names. Or that, do you know what I mean? Whereas it's the direct opposite from me. Like, I can feel myself shut down immediately.
I'm like, I'm gonna cry. Please stop saying that.
Yeah, I'm like, and sexy feeling gone forever. Especially...
That has, like, super happened to me before.
I don't know why, but bitch is the worst one for me.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's such a mean word, which is weird, because, like, whore and slut, they're not really nice, but I don't know why, when I hear the word bitch, I'm like, oh, man, nah!
See, I would rather somebody call me a bitch than a whore or slut, because I'd be like, that's your personal opinion. You can go fuck yourself. But... To hear that in that context, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, and not the good kind of drive me crazy. The bad
kind. No, the bad kind. The bad kind where you're so, like, it was a super long audio, and I was, like, super into it, and I don't know how else to explain it than that. And I heard that, and I just, like, closed it and went to Pillow Talk and was like, I need aftercare, and I didn't even finish the fucking audio because I'm upset already. I gotta go.
So, this is a question, because I hear a lot of stuff, aftercare. What is aftercare? Because, again, I don't know a lot about the subject, but what is that? I'm assuming it's, like, where you talk things out, like...
Well, I think it depends on the subject or the context. Now, realize that I'm speaking as a sub.
Okay.
In a non-BDSM relationship, because my husband is like vanilla or the near vanilla custard.
really? Oh, man.
Yes.
Show him GWA.
I tried. You know how many times I've tried to convince him to, like, record with me, and he's like, I can't do it. And I'm like, please.
It'd be so hot.
I know. But from what I gather, like I said, I guess it's different for everybody, but it's like the sweet, like, you did so good, and, like, let me hold you and cuddle with you and, like, make sure you're okay.
Oh, okay.
After the thing. Like, in my sex life, I'm just like, I need to cuddle with you for a few minutes.
Have you heard of subdrop?
I have, and I'm not going to say that I've ever done it because, like I said, I don't.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've gotten a taste of it, and it's terrible.
It seems awful.
It's so bad.
Like,
I won't go into the specifics of the event, but afterwards, I was just, like, kind of like, and he was like, what's wrong? And I was just like, and I, like, started crying, and he's like, what happened? And I'm like, no, let me explain things to you.
Yeah, it just seems like, this is what I mean, like, when you don't know anything about the culture, there's so many things that you don't realize go into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally growing up, I thought it was just, like, when people like to, like, burn each other with matches and hit each other. That's literally what I thought BDSM was. And then have sex. And I was like, that's really fucked up. Why would anyone want to do that? And then you read more about this stuff and, like, the trust that's involved or the care that's involved. It's just really fascinating. This is a good question. It sparked some good discussion.
Odd, too, when you're, like you said, like, you're in a... Because I didn't really realize that I felt this way until, like, after I had gotten married.
Yeah.
And my husband's gone into that. So then it's like, I've explained this to me on the internet. So you people, you lovely people that post the aftercare audios are, like, the best people on the planet for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, let me just hang out over here and listen to it. I would like to make a request. So when people do, like, hardcore audios and shit, like, please put in, like, 30 or 45 seconds at minimum of that, please, because it leaves people. Yeah. Maybe it's just me, because I super get into it.
And I think a lot of people do, honestly. I think that's why Pillow Talk thrives, is because people are like, I need something nice now.
like, the clip ends and you're just like, nah, I gotta go. Show my audio.
I gotta go, ma'am.
Ma'am.
That's totally fair. That's interesting.
And for everybody that doesn't know, every time we say ma'am, it makes me laugh because literally every time we text back and forth with each other, it's in all caps.
It's ma'am.
Ma'am.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. Ma'am, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich today. Ma'am.
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to do this thing, okay? Like, the accent is there on my end anyway.
It's on mine, too. I make it on mine. And I'm like, ma'am, I'm sorry I was so late today. I'm the fucking worst. I felt so bad. So rude of
me. And I'm like, ma'am, it's okay. At least you apologized.
It's true. I'm so Canadian. So Canadian.
I was like, you're breaking the Canadian stereotype there. And then I'm like, oh, no, you apologized. You're fine.
All right, well, let's end on a sexy question, which is,
okay,
what Disney character would you want to have sex with and why? I'm stealing these all from Baby Kitten's Disney thing.
It's okay.
I didn't know I'd have to have two questions.
Yeah, sorry.
Shit was sprung on me.
I just couldn't think of just one. Okay, so I'm going to go with Prince Eric.
No, that's not his name.
I'm not talking Little Mermaid. Oh. Hold on. Prince Philip from Sleeping Beauty.
Because he can dance?
Because I saw this question and remembered this when I was looking because I wanted to do the questionnaire. Yeah. And I was like, if she asked me, I have to tell her that. Me like and the Girl Squad, of course, were talking about hockey as we do, because that's how our friendship got started. And we were talking about Eric Stahl. And I was like, he's actual fucking Disney prince. Like, I can't handle him. Like, oh my god, it's Prince Philip remade. So I would have to go with Prince Philip because I just think of Eric Stahl every time.
Oh, okay. You sent it to me. I see it.
I did send it to you.
Okay.
And I'm not normally into blondes, but, like, this man can get it.
Eh.
I don't know why I think he's hot, but he does.
Well, no. Like, I can totally see where you're coming from. It's just not my jam. All right. So, Miss Southern Belle, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for being on my show. I thought it was really great.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that my accent is getting a little better.
It is.
I think your Canadian accent needs a lot of work.
It's shitty. It's okay. You can take
it. I think it was not great. I don't want to say shitty, because that's not what we do in the South. But
oh, ma'am, you obviously have not been to the South.
I haven't. Let's just say it was a turd in the punch bowl, if you will.
Yes!
Thank you so much for being on, Southern Belle, and yeah, you are a wonderful guest, and I look forward to having you back. Bye.
Oh, yes, I would love you back. Thanks, ma'am. Goodbye.